This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Newell will be back tomorrow. I'm Dave Cohen. Glad to be with you one last day here on the Newell Norman Show. And I hope you want to talk today, because the last chance I have to chat with you, it's been a great 2.5 weeks filling in, and we'll find out all about Newell's adventures when he's back tomorrow. Today, I really want to talk about what's happening right now on Capitol Hill. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in front of a committee, and it's supposed to be addressing financial issues, budgetary questions, and the cost of running this nation's defenses. But as often happens when there's an opportunity on Capitol Hill for political points to be made, those opportunities are seized. And we're seeing a very heated back and forth conversation, particularly between Democrats on the committee and the Republican Hegseth, about the use of National Guard and active military U.S. Marines now in Los Angeles, as riots have entered a fifth day over the immigration policies of the United States of America. I'm going to play some of the sound from the hearing for you, and I want your thoughts at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Do you want the U.S. military, active Marines, and the National Guard deployed in this nation when there are situations of domestic activism turning violent and becoming a situation where there are clashes with cops, fires set, vandalism, graffiti, smashed windows, looting, and those kinds of things? You know, my first thought was back to following Hurricane Katrina, when we had both National Guard and active military here in Greater New Orleans. I vividly remember walking down a street in Metairie that was 99.9% evacuated, and the 82nd Airborne, with their fatigues and their assault rifles and all of their militariness, were walking down the street in front of my house. I was here because, for obvious reasons, I had to continue to work. And I had gone home to evaluate the damage to my house, which had flooded and which had wind damage. And we had set up, myself and about a dozen other reporters locally and from around the country, a few RVs, and went in the backyard and got the barbecue pit out from under my collapsed fence. My wife had picked up some various meat in Baton Rouge and brought it into Metairie, going through several military checkpoints to get to our house, and we were having a barbecue. I had broken out my daughter's pink Barbie boombox and was playing music, happened to be Led Zeppelin, maybe When the Levee Breaks played a couple of times. And we were eating, and the 82nd Airborne came up to see what the hell we were doing. And at first, that was shocking. It was like, oh my goodness, the U.S. military is confronting us now. They turned out to be extremely friendly. We explained why we were there. They were cool with that. They were there to help. They were there to prevent looting so people's homes weren't being broken into during the massive evacuation in the days after Hurricane Katrina. And they joked around. They played with us. They would not eat. We offered them barbecue, and they were not interested. I guess it was against policy. But they were very friendly and very nice. But it was shocking at first. And also, throughout the region, to see these military checkpoints everywhere you went was really weird after Katrina. Now, it's not a comparison in any way, shape, or form. It just reminds me of that, because that's the only time I've personally encountered U.S. military being deployed domestically. It's the only time I have seen, personally, the U.S. military in a role that did not involve defending our nation against foreign threats. And so it reminded me of that. And you know, it makes me uncomfortable. I would hope we would never have a situation in this country where we need the U.S. military deployed within our borders. That's not good when that happens. That is, to me, a worst case scenario kind of situation. Is that what we have now in Los Angeles? Do we have a worst case scenario? The only other time I can think of, and I haven't done any research on it, when the U.S. military was deployed in New Orleans was during the Civil Rights era, when soldiers were called in to escort black children into newly desegregated schools. I don't recall another time other than disaster management. Clearly, we use the National Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers quite a bit in managing disasters. But usually it's, you know, high water rescue kind of stuff. It's those kinds of things. It's not what we saw after Katrina, where they were, you know, had bases of operations and were patrolling in greater New Orleans. And that's the only time I can think of after Katrina that the active military, not the National Guard, was called out here locally. And I may be wrong because I haven't, again, have not done the research. But I'm curious, what do you think? 504-260-1870 and the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. There have been tense moments between Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and members of the committee as he testified today, along with Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Dan Kane, before the House Appropriations Committee. In this exchange with Democratic Representative Betty McCollum, things got a little tense.
Could the secretary please address the budget? Thank you.
You asked about the situation in Los Angeles, and we believe ICE agents should be allowed to be safe in doing their operations. And we have deployed National Guard and the Marines to protect them in the execution of their duties.
Here's more of that exchange.
Said she was overwhelmed.
The secretary is not going to ask the budgetary questions. I will yield back my time if the secretary refuses to answer the budgetary questions I put before him. They're important. What training missions aren't happening? Where are you pulling the money from? And how are you planning this in the moving forward?
McCollum also got into it with the ranking member of the committee, Representative and Chairman Ken Calvert.
These are budget questions that affect this committee and the decisions we're going to be making in a couple of hours. If you're not going to answer them, please let the chairman know, and I will take back my time, and I will yield it back to the chairman.
Mr. Secretary, I want to just let us know.
Hegseth went on to say,
so we have the funding to cover down on contingencies, especially ones as important as maintaining law and order in a major American city. Right. As far as training, all of the units on the ground have been fully trained in their capabilities of what they're executing
chairman,
on the ground.
So you can see there's disagreement about the use of the military. There are legal questions that are now being discussed publicly and I'm sure in the courts, as we have seen a lawsuit from the governor of California to try and stop the use of the military against his wishes in his state when it comes to quelling the riots. It is our understanding that the military is not there. They cannot arrest people. They cannot take anyone into custody under what has been long-time rules on the use of the military domestically. And that raises questions about what they can and cannot do as they interact with the protesters and, more importantly, with the rioters. Because there are some people there who are protesting peacefully. There's no doubt about that. But there are others there who are not. And the president deployed the military to protect federal assets and to try and renew peace and calm in Los Angeles. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out publicly and legally as it unfolds. 504-260-1870. Jim, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What do you think?
Hey, I just wanted to say, and maybe sort of reach out publicly if we can to our friends and neighbors in California, much what you had to say about your experience after Katrina with the military here. My wife and I experienced much the same thing, and maybe in a different way. Being a business owner, I was back a bit early, and we actually went to dinner one night in the quarter at Muriel's. And there was National Guard posted on every street corner. And I got to tell you, we never felt safer. And it's a temporary thing. And I really think that the people of California should accept this military help because it will quell these disturbances. As these things do, they pass. But when you have a show of strength, they pass quicker. And that's really all I have to say. And I hope that the people of California can understand that.
Yeah, Jim, no doubt. Do you see a difference between the National Guard, which are generally people who live in our community, work in our community, and then participate in the National Guard, typically, you know, a couple of weeks in the summer on weekends until they're activated, versus using the active military? Like, I ran into the 82nd Airborne walking down my street in Metairie. And in this case, we have hundreds of U.S. active duty Marines now responding to Los Angeles.
And I think that it's common sense, if you will, that part and parcel of the problem that's, you know, presented itself here, it's one of a political nature, for one thing, but it's also a social nature, from people being afraid of a military coup, if you will, a takeover, that sort of thing, as an eventuality. And I think if these things are done on a very temporary basis, and there's nothing wrong with congressional oversight, I mean, everyone should have, you know, their opinion heard, and they should have their finger on the kill switch. But I do think that they should accept this help, and it will help their situation a lot quicker.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. T, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. What's up, T?
Yes, I definitely agree that they need the Marines, National Guard, or whatever they have out there. I know it's not everyone protesting violently, but there's a lot of people out there who are. From what I see on TV, I'm not there, so I don't know for sure, but definitely need it.
Do you have any concerns about using the military? Now, Pete Hegseth just told the committee that the LAPD asked for the help. The mayor of Los Angeles seems to have a different story, and the governor of California, we're waiting to hear how that interaction all played out. And if LAPD asked for the help and specifically called the White House and said, we need help here, going around their own mayor and governor, that would be very interesting as well.
Yes.
But do you have any concerns about calling out either the National Guard and or the active duty Marines?
No concern. I mean, as long as they, like you said, they can't arrest them or shoot them or whatever, you know, but it's like, because the people who are protesting violently, they just get away with so much, it seems like, throwing rocks and burning cars and all that. And it's like, oh, you know, don't worry about us. Just let us do whatever we want to do. But it's not fair, you know, to those who are doing peacefully, and for the safety of the officers or Marines and whoever, the ICE workers. It's not fair for them to be violently attacked
and just, you know, just stand there and let it happen.
Thank you, Tia. You make a very good point, and I appreciate your call. We didn't even go there, that the purpose of these protests, the purpose of these riots, is to express displeasure, anger with, and lash out at, in some cases, not all, federal agents. And so that does change the whole nature of the conversation, and I'm glad you brought it up. It's not that they're protesting against global warming. It's not that they're protesting against free speech or the lack thereof. They're protesting specifically against the federal government, specifically against federal agents. And maybe that does change the conversation then. And maybe it is more in the tool bag of the federal government than to call on the U.S. military to protect federal assets and federal agents. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to get a legal analyst on to talk about the lawsuit that has been filed and about the legality and precedent of using both the National Guard and active duty U.S. military domestically. Do you have any concerns? Do you fully support what the president's doing? 504-260-1870. I want to hear from you. More of your calls coming up after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we have the funding to cover down on contingencies, especially ones as important as maintaining law and order in a major American city. Right. As far as training, all of the units on the ground have been fully trained in their capabilities of what they're executing on the ground.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth just minutes ago on Capitol Hill being challenged about the use of the U.S. military, Marines, and the use of the National Guard to quell riots and ongoing 5 days now of protests in Los Angeles, at times which have turned violent and dangerous and clearly going far beyond just expressing your First Amendment rights, with people smashing windows, setting vehicles on fire, turning vehicles over, literally clashing with cops. And he says it's necessary, and he says the Los Angeles Police Department asked for the help. 504-260-1870. Are you worried at all? Or do you think it's a very good use of the U.S. military being deployed from both the National Guard and from the active military in a situation like this? Ferdinand, thanks for calling. You're up next on WWL. Hey, Ferdinand.
Yeah. Hello?
What you think?
Yeah, I was just saying that I think the call to bring military personnel out in Los Angeles is a little bit of an overkill. And the Marine Corps has an entirely different mission from the National Guard or the Army. Marines, from what I can understand, Marines are trained to kill the enemy. You have different types of jet planes, F-16s, F-18s. They have different missions. And as far as Los Angeles goes, there were policemen being abused on January 6th. The president stood by. At what point was he going to send the National Guard into D.C.? That's all I have to say about it.
All right. We appreciate the call. The 700 Marines are from the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, 1st Marine Division that are being deployed to the Los Angeles area. They are stationed in California, so they don't have a long way to go. But different units of different branches of the U.S. military are trained for different missions and have different roles that they play. Now, I don't know specifically what the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, 1st Marine Division has been specifically trained for. You heard the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, say they have the proper training for playing this role in protecting federal assets, protecting federal agents, and responding to these sometimes violent protests that are going on in Los Angeles. And I've got to imagine the Defense Secretary is getting advice from his military leaders on which units are best suited for which roles. And I'm hopeful that you're not going to send, because it would be extremely risky for the president, for the defense secretary, for the military in general, to send not properly trained personnel into this situation. Because I promise you, the last thing they want is a situation that ends up with the Marines responding improperly to civilians and ending up in a question of legality, court-martial, and all of those other things that would grow out of it if something went horribly wrong. Reverend Brown, thanks for calling. You're on WWL. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I was protesting Sunday, at the Gina, Louisiana, the Gina Detention Center, ICE Detention Center.
And it's been in the news quite a bit lately. We've seen several high-profile federal detainees sent to Gina while they await court action on their deportation cases. And you felt it necessary to go there and protest. Okay. Why?
I just feel that particularly those who was not causing America any problems. I heard where Trump said that he was not going to deport those who was not causing any crime or violence, or they was criminals. He's going after the criminals, he said. Well, Trump said a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't know that he ever said there were any illegal immigrants he would not deport, but I did know he said his priority and the first wave of deportations was going to be of violent criminals, gang members, and other illegal immigrants that were breaking other laws in our nation. But I don't think he's on the record saying other illegals could stay.
Okay, so let me just put in this content. There were several hundreds of people who actually was here with their green card, who was arrested by ICE, and later on they had to be released because ICE made a big mistake. You can't go around grabbing everybody, throwing them in jail. And this is the problem I have with that. They are trying to take away our democracy. America always been a place for refugees. Why did Trump let the South Africaners come in when they was oppressed, but sent the Haitians back to Haiti when it was oppressed. It seemed like racism and a demographic.
Okay, Reverend Brown, I'm going to pause you there because this is really not. I understand your passion and I understand your position, but
well,
I'm trying to keep
who I am too.
Oh yeah, I've known you for 29 years that I've been here in Louisiana.
Okay,
you
so
and I have
I'm
interacted.
Saying, you don't. Let me ask you a question.
But hold on. Here's what I'm trying to do. This is a conversation for another day. Today, I want to talk about the use of the U.S. military, because if we get off on other topics, we could do that all day. So specifically,
let's talk about it.
OK, were there any U.S. military stationed at Jena when you were there protesting?
They were staying on standby.
You saw them there?
I saw several trucks. Yes.
All right. And what was your interaction like with the U.S. military there? And do you think they belong in Los Angeles?
Well, they didn't know who I was, but they look at you very mean. But when I got to the detention center, the local sheriff department, the police department actually was controlling a little small crowd we had of about 80 people. They was out there and they came up on us telling us, if y'all cross on this side of the street, we're going to arrest y'all. And I was the one said to them, you don't have to talk aggressive. Okay? Because they was talking in aggressive, bully-like tone. Now, let's talk about...
Did you stay on the other side of the street?
In L.A. Well, I was going to go on the other side, but they decided not to. But listen to this here. In L.A.,
yeah, we got a few seconds because I got to get a guest on the line. So tell me, what do you think about that?
In every protest, the January 6th protest, violence. That protest, violence. You didn't mention the January 6th. You talked about the Jena looting and fighting, but we got to talk about it all.
Thank you, Reverend Brown. You make a good point because there was a lot of pressure to call out the National Guard to protect the U.S. Capitol. And while they eventually got there, it was quite a delay. And the president was very hesitant to call out the National Guard or the active U.S. military to protect the capital of the United States when it was under siege. Yet he very quickly called them out in Los Angeles. So did he learn his lesson from January 6th? Or does he see these protesters in a different light and feel like he should behave differently as the president of the United States and commander-in-chief of the U.S. military? We'll leave that question hanging out there. We're going to get a legal expert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the line right after this. Folks are texting us on the Equinard Jewelers Talk and Text line about the use of U.S. Marines and National Guard troops to support local police during the riots and protests in Los Angeles. One person says, seeing the military should make people feel very safe. Somebody else says, the president had no option, has to respond with the military. There aren't enough cops in L.A. to handle this. But not everyone agrees. One person says, I think it's overkill and a dangerous gumbo where something will go wrong. Another says, as a former Marine, all Marines are trained as riflemen, point blank. Another says, it's funny Trump didn't care about the officers at the Capitol, but now he's worried about law enforcement in California. Let's talk about this. 504-260-1870. Hop on a line now on the Equinard Jewelers Talk and Text line, and we'll take your calls coming up. But right now, we're lucky enough to have Thane Rosenbaum, CBS News political analyst, with us on the line. Hey, Thane.
Dave, it's good to hear your voice, buddy.
Likewise. Glad you're here. Legally speaking, we don't often see the active duty U.S. military called out domestically. And this, I think, is raising new eyebrows and new questions legally, in addition to the governor already suing the president over the fact that President Trump called out the National Guard over his objections of using them in the L.A. riots. Legally speaking, what's going on here?
So there is something that for people who love Westerns, 19th century Westerns, United States, where you say the sheriff rounds up a posse. There's a Latin term called posse comitatus, which is the law of our land, which is how you get to deputize a posse, is that police powers are a local matter. It's not for the federal government. So under the Constitution, when it comes to law enforcement within your state, it's a state matter, generally speaking. And posse comitatus stands for the principle that you never deputize or militarize your own people against your own people. In other words, you don't bring out the military, the Marines, against your own people. That's a bedrock principle in American law. Now, the National Guard is different, right? Because the National Guard could be called out by the governor. The governor can't call in the Marines, but a governor can call out the National Guard. And that's what Newsom is saying. It's kind of my job to say that my police can't handle this. I think they can, but if they can't, it's my job. It's not your job to do that. On the other hand, Dave, remember in the 1960s when it came to integrating schools in the Deep South, Mississippi, the University of Mississippi, even the marching on Selma, President Johnson sent in the National Guard. The governors did not want National Guardsmen. They wanted to keep schools segregated. So it's not like there's no precedent for doing this. What is different is the Marines. The Marines really, again, violates this larger spirit of posse comitatus, where you do not send the military in for domestic matters. That we've never seen before.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking earlier about how after Hurricane Katrina, the 82nd Airborne was patrolling my neighborhood in suburban New Orleans because of the mass evacuation, and there were active duty military called out to patrol and maintain order in greater New Orleans, but the situation clearly very different. They were not called out to confront citizens or quell protests or riots or anything like that. Has this principle ever been put to a legal test in the modern era?
No, Dave, no, you're right. But even that, this is Donald Trump's argument, his Justice Department's argument. Number one, we're not there facing your people. We're there facing immigrants who are here illegally. That is not a state matter. That is a federal matter. I'm the president of the United States, and I ran under the policy plank to do away with illegal immigration. You're either concealing them or preventing ICE from doing their job. That's why I'm doing this, because this is within my authority solely, not yours, Governor, mine. And the second thing is the president of the United States can take a critical look at the landscape of a state and go, you know, the police powers, yeah, you have it, but you won't use it. And if you're not going to use it, I'm the commander in chief of this country, and I have to step in and protect the either ICE officers or your own police officers that you don't want to protect. You're going to hear that argument being made by the Justice Department that yes, your situation in New Orleans was different, and yet it wasn't, because it required the president to take a look at the terrain and say, I'm watching television. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. It does not look good. It does not look like the local law enforcement is either capable of doing it. And the reason I'm sending out some Marines is because I'm not sure the National Guard can handle this. And in that respect, the president could say, that's my job to protect the people.
And do you expect, and we know Newsom has filed a lawsuit in terms of who's in the command of the National Guard, but now with these 700 or so Marines deployed, should we expect a legal challenge? And how would that play out in court?
Never seen this, Dave. You know, a lot of things that deal with Donald Trump have been unprecedented. Here's another one. No governor has ever brought a lawsuit against the federal government to somehow either stop or prevent the National Guard from intervening on a local police matter. And for sure, they've never had to bring a lawsuit that says, why are the Marines in my state? This is the American military. American military fights abroad, not in Los Angeles. Why are these guys wearing khaki green running around in my state? That has never happened before. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that if it actually goes anywhere, that has to go straight to the Supreme Court, because there's literally no precedent on that. The Supreme Court has to look at this and say, another example of, are there limitations on presidential powers? And has Donald Trump exceeded it? And is this another example of that?
Thane, fascinating. And I had not thought about what you brought up a moment ago about maybe this is against a foreign enemy. If
yes.
They're being called out to confront
yes.
illegal immigrants and or
yes.
people who are helping the quote unquote enemy by aiding and abetting them. And so are we at war on our own soil?
Hey, Dave, you know what the best example that Trump would use? President Trump would say, look at the flags. They're not waving American flags. They're waving Mexican flags. You know, they're actually waving a flag of a foreign country. Of course, you're fighting another country. This is a fight about our borders. That's why ICE is there, and that's what they're trying to thwart.
You know, that's fascinating, and we are in unprecedented times in so many ways, but we've never fought a war on our own soil against a foreign enemy, and maybe, just maybe, this is that. We've had terrorists not representing any particular country, obviously, that we've been at war with. But very interesting you point that out, that they are carrying flags into quote-unquote battle, and now the U.S.
Yeah.
military is confronting them.
There's a long history of when you go into battle, you always have a flag. Why are the flags out? They're not patriotic flags. There's a flag here as a symbol of something, a symbol of a fight. You know, there's a fight going on, and the flags are symbolic of it.
CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum, anything else you want to share with us?
Nobody. I bet your lines are blowing off the hook right now.
They are. The call screener's having a hell
yeah,
of a time getting them all lined up.
I feel bad for them. All right. Bye.
Thane, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Shedding light here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. All right. There was a whole lot more to think about right there. We'll let you sound off after this. We'll have a lightning round to finish out the hour next on WWL. We are in unprecedented times, as you just heard from legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. None of the principles that are at play here have ever been heard by the U.S. Supreme Court, or really any court for that matter, in terms of a president calling out the National Guard over the objection of a governor who is the commander of the National Guard in that state about use of active duty U.S. military in this way. What are the limitations of presidential power? We're going to see a lot of that defined in the coming weeks and months as President Trump continues to take us to places that we've never seen presidents take us before, as he is trying to use power that it's not clear if the Constitution, the Congress, or the rule of the land allows. He is testing the limits, and I think we're going to get some answers And we're living in historically important times, no doubt. Clyde, thanks for calling. You're going to lead off our lightning round. Everybody gets 30 seconds to say whatever they think about the situation. Clyde, okay. You're up first.
Okay, I believe Trump has learned a lot from January 6th, because that happened in one day. And as you remember, he had asked for and got refused for extra security by the Democrats. And I'm glad that he's in charge. Thank you.
All right, only taking 15 of your 30, Clyde. That leaves Mark up next with 30 seconds. Go, Mark. All right, Mark, turn down your radio. We'll give you one more chance when we come back. John, you've got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, nothing this president or this administration say can be believed. The situation in Los Angeles is not out of control. The protests are not out of control. And if having people wave foreign flags at a protest requires calling out the Marines because it's an invasion, we're in total insanity right now.
So do you see any situation under which the National Guard and or Marines should be called out to quell a riot if it turns violent?
Of course, but this isn't it. This is not it. This is a step towards dictatorship. One more of those.
John, we appreciate the call. And like I said, it's a lightning round and everyone's entitled to their opinions. We're going to give Mark another shot. Go ahead, Mark. You got 30 seconds. All right, Mark's still listening to his radio. Hang up on Mark to make a line available to somebody else. B, on line four, you've got 30 seconds.
Hey, Dave, you never use your military against your own civilians. That's one. Number two, where is the authority when it broke into the Capitol and threatened senators and congressmen? Where was his military then? He was right there in D.C. when that happened. So where was his authority then? Thank you.
B, do you use your military against illegal immigrants? Does that change the conversation in any way, shape, or form to you if we have a perceived foreign invader?
No, I think your National Guard should be able to handle that. You never use your military against your own civilians. Never.
Okay, so you think there's a difference between the military, the active duty military Marines, and the National Guard troops. Irvin, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, I'm reading from Newsweek online 5 hours ago. Title, Mysterious Riot Gear Handed Out to L.A. Protesters. The article says the TV cameras have captured bionic shields with helmets being distributed to protesters. Real quick, there's bad actors in this and good actors. And people talking about January 6th, 100,000 people came to the Capitol. 2,000 to 3,000 did go to the White House, not defending them. Those were bad actors in that group. BLM riots. A small group went to rioting. Those were bad actors, and they got the big headlines.
Does your article there say who is handing out the riot gear to the protesters?
The article says footage of the scene showed boxes of solid full-face mask with helmets being handed out from the back of pickup trucks by two women while a masked driver waited for them to unload the goods.
You know, I just went to Amazon and typed in riot shield, and you know what? I came up with many hits. I can go on Amazon right now and have a riot shield delivered to me tomorrow. James in Metairie, you're the last call in our lightning round. You got 30 seconds.
Thank you, Dave. Hey, Trump MAGA fanatics are calling the L.A. rioters the real insurrectionists. The MAGA crowd refers to the J6 rioters as patriots and heroes. They were protesting a stolen election. They attacked law enforcement officers, injuring many. Several died thereafter a couple of days later. J6 people tried to stop the peaceful transfer of power. They threatened to kill Mike Pence. King Donald pardoned them. Here's the real crime by the real criminal, Donald Trump.
So I'm guessing you don't support the use of the military in Los Angeles. Thanks for the call, James. Folks, whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump continues to do things we have rarely or never seen done before by a president of the United States. He is finding out what are the limits of presidential power. And he believes they are far greater than we have seen most and maybe never seen a president use before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.